All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, the girl gaming and anime podcast, and you're listening to episode 3. E is for expensive. This podcast is being brought to you by the letters E and the numbers 3. I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're a little overwhelmed this weekend.
Verklempt.
Our shizzle's all a twizzle.
Mm-hmm. It's twizzling right now.
Twizzling, twittered, and all for shizzle.
Confuzzled.
Yeah, big time, big time. In case you've been living under a rock for the past week, E3 went off this week, the Electronic Entertainment Expo. I so want to go.
We want to go.
We want to go so bad. But basically, it's the expo where all the game developers and the game distributors and the game makers and everything game, console and computer alike.
Oh boy.
Come together and have a massive...
In harmony?
I was going to say have a massive orgy, but okay, in harmony.
Well, there's a harmony within an orgy.
You gotta
have the same kind of pace going on, because if one person's going too fast, other person goes too slow, it's no fun.
Okay.
That's another podcast.
But basically, a lot of information. We're not going to be able to cover it all.
No.
But we are going to blog about all the stuff that we thought was interesting.
Was the bomb diggity.
Yeah, that came out of E3 during the week. So you definitely want to hit up www.electricsisterhood.com.
Check us out.
And check out the blog. We're going to have reviews and pictures and all kinds of good stuff. But we're going to jump in.
Yummies.
Yeah, we're going to jump into this podcast and basically just talk about the news about the next-gen consoles that came out of E3. Because I think that's the biggest thing that was going on at E3 this year was the next-gen battles.
Well, this is the convention where consoles are made or broken.
This is true. E3 has become the pivotal part of the rollout of systems for the big three, as they are now, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft. And they all came with guns blazing.
And even Bill Gates showed up.
Well, you know, Bill likes making money.
I don't blame him. He has enough of it already.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with making money, having a good time. Those E3 parties are awesome. So I've read...
I doubt he's a partier, though. I can't see Bill Gates getting down with his bad self.
Bill Gates was at the Microsoft party.
Was he getting drunk?
I don't know. I didn't read that he was getting drunk because, you know, I wasn't there.
Right.
But I can't imagine him being a big drinker. I'm sure he was just there doing promotion, glad-handing people. Buy my console! Buy my console! You know, that kind
probably
of deal.
Probably. Yeah.
But it was good that he showed up. He didn't have to. Microsoft had plenty of other people going, buy my console! Buy my console! You know.
But it must have been special to have Bill Gates say, hey, buy my shit.
Yeah, having the big man there. It's always good.
He's not really a big man, but that's beside the point.
He's the man with the big gold pockets. That makes him the big man on campus. Okay. He who haveth the deepest pockets is the biggest man.
Be it the biggest man.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. We should put that on a t-shirt. But anyway.
I think so.
Obviously, the big news coming out of E3 was that Sony finally released the launch date for the PS3 and the price is... And we'll get to that in a second. Nintendo showed off actual gameplay of the Wii, the formerly known as the Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not spelled W-E. It's W with two
I.
people. See, that's...
I thought there were I.
Well, they are, but they're supposed to be people. And that's how you get the Wii, because we're playing together, the people, bringing the people together. So those are supposed to be, like, the universal symbols for, like, people.
Oh.
With the and that's where you get the Wii from, because it's like two people together.
Because I thought it was kind of funny, you know, Wii. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go play with my Wii. It doesn't sound very...
Well, I just kept saying why, because I was like, why am I supposed to call this Wii? it was explained to me that I should hit up the internet and like, no, it's supposed to be little people. And so I went, you know, and Googled it. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, well, I get it, but... And so I was talking to a friend of mine, and he goes, well, you know, basically all of the good names for consoles are taken. I'm like, nuh-uh, they could have called it the Nintendo Ass Crusher. Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, I could see all the kiddies, and I was like, I was playing with my Ass Cruncher.
Yeah, it was awesome. I was playing Super Mario on my Ass Cruncher. It was the best. So I was like, okay, but you know what I meant. You know, like the Phantom System. I don't know. There's better names than Wii, but...
Well, they wanted to incorporate the whole coming together.
Well, and, you know...
Well, like the Nintendo Orgy. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, but again, you know, as big of a stand that the FCC is taking on things now, they probably were just like, let's make it as clean as possible.
Aw, fucking censors.
I know. Don't you hate them?
Yep. Fuck the censors. Yep. Fuck them.
Do you want to say that a couple more times? I mean, you know, I know that we're tagged with an explicit tag, but...
Well, if we're tagged with it, we should use it. So then people are like, dude, they're totally not explicit.
Yeah, but, you know, we're... Another podcast, we'll get into where the line of, you know, profanity, obscenity, and insanity go. But basically, the console news for the next-gen systems and the gameplay... on all of the next-gen systems, the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, and the Nintendo Wii, it all looks good.
Yeah, I haven't seen a fault in any of the little trailers I've watched for each of the consoles.
Yeah, I don't think that you would go wrong in buying any of these consoles if you're a gamer.
And if you're really rich, you can buy all three.
Yeah, if you got it like that, you know, hook a sister
up. Hit a sister up, I'll come over and play.
I will play you. I will bring my own controller. So I don't, as far as that all goes, I didn't see a bad looking game through all of the trailers and gameplay footage stuff that I watched from the E3 website. I don't think that there is a bad console. I think that all of the developers are really pushing
out games. At the top of their game.
That really take advantage of what these next gen consoles can do. I did think, though, that it was a little odd that, you know, Sony didn't bring playable PlayStation 3 boxes to the Expo. Because that's a big part of the Expo, is that, you know, everybody brings these games, but there are kiosks all over the place so that people can actually play them. And they can get capture of people actually playing the game, so you can see what the in-game real-time graphics look like, and not just the pre-rendered FMV videos.
Oh, so they didn't have any playable consoles at this convention.
They didn't have any playable PS3 consoles. Microsoft bought playable consoles. Nintendo bought playable consoles. Sony bought playable PS2 consoles, but they didn't bring any playable PS3s.
Maybe they're still working out the kinks.
Well, I think it's because they don't have a definite controller yet, and... You know, I'm not sure that the box is actually really ready for prime time yet.
No.
That's what I'm thinking. I think that they're still having a problem.
Though they did show some footage of the controller and the capabilities that's going to have with the whole motion sensors, which is pretty badass if I do say so myself.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, I mean, that's a thing that they borrowed from the Nintendo controller.
The Wii does it too.
The Wii did it first. If we're going to be fair.
I did not know that we did it first.
Yeah, Nintendo announced their controller a while ago.
Okay. So pretty much we've got like three people, like say they're in high school and they're taking a test and they're all cheating off of each other.
Yeah. Because that's the best, you know, form of flattery is to
copy and cheat.
Okay, if it's a neat idea and it works, then use it and make it your own.
That's pretty cool.
That's
a little shady though.
Well,
why not come up with something original?
Well, Nintendo did.
And then
Sony's going to borrow a piece of it. I mean, they're not copying it verbatim. The Sony controller is not going to be a nunchuck like the Nintendo one. It's just going to have the motion sensor tilt technology built into it.
What about the 360? Doing that?
The 360 is not doing that. At least not right now. I don't know if down the road they will try to incorporate that. I think that they'll kind of take a wait and see and see with the new Sony system and the new Nintendo system if that actually turns out to be a worthwhile thing. Because it's either going to be a really frustrating thing for gamers or it's just going to really work.
Right.
And make games.
I mean, you're going to have to get used to it. Like, I mean, if you're sitting there playing, like, say you have your PS3 and you're playing Devil May Cry 4, because it's going to be a title for it, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting there kicking ass with Dante, then all of a sudden you get all, like, verklempt and you move your controller and you're out of control and you die. I'd be a little pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously there's going to be a learning period with these controllers. But if you've seen any of the footage for the Wii controller, like Nintendo was showing off all kinds of stuff, and there's a bunch of different games that they brought that use that technology built into the controller. So you can watch those if you head over to the E3 website, where you can see that, you know, people initially struggle with getting comfortable with how the controller works and things like that. But after about their second go-around with it, they really start flying. And looks like they're having a lot of fun playing these games. I think that, you know, as far as all the console makers going, you know, we want to appeal to a broader audience. We want to, you know, get more girl gamers in, which, you know, I hear every year at E3, and I've never seen them actually doing stuff to bring in a broader base of girl gamers.
Well, if they had hotter guys around.
Well, supposedly this year they got rid of the booth babes, but I'll be hawking all of the game magazines to see if that actually happened or not.
Actually, I did see some trailers that were going on demand where, like, some guy was chasing all the hot booby girls, like, away.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, they don't get that, you know, for the most part, booth babes really don't bother girl gamers because, you know, we're just like, ha-ha, you're not smart because you're a booth babe.
Booth babes are not necessarily stupid.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that if they think that they're going to get more girl gamers by not having, you know, any booth babes around, that's not the solution.
It just won't give game girls anything to rag on after they leave.
You know, all we really
need... If they are there.
You know, all we really need are some kick-ass games with some kick-ass gameplay, and we'll be there and be down like nobody's business.
Well, I'd like to see some hot guys. If I saw a lot
of
hot guys...
Oh, yeah, no, like, hot guys. I'm definitely, you know, down for the hot guys.
Not that I'm saying
guys.
That the people at these cons aren't hot, but, you know...
Right.
If they had, like, a hot, like, kiosk hunky guy
I'm
and a booth
saying,
babe girl, I think I'd go.
Just balance it out.
Yeah.
Have a booth
like,
babe.
Give us some eye candy, too, man. And, I mean, some of us like women, too, but, you know...
Right. That's another podcast.
That's another podcast.
But
let's mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, we gotta mix it up. That's what we're here for, because we're kicking it. You know? That's it. But getting back to the Wii,
yeah.
I think that Nintendo has really been the console maker that's really tried to actually reach out to a broader base of gamers. I mean, I was watching some of the Nintendo stuff with a friend of mine, and he was like, you know, looking at the games going, if that controller actually works like that, I'm going to be able to play games again competitively. No, seriously, because when you think about it, I mean, you know, you get a lot of games that are coming out right now that use both of the analog sticks and, you know, both
There's not
sets.
One button you don't mesh
yeah, there's
on
not,
your controller.
Exactly, which, you know, isn't the most comfortable thing when you have to remember, okay, well, if I want to change the weapon, I got to hit the select button and I might be in the middle of a battle. So I have to remember where I am in the battle if I'm firing or being fired upon, but I need to switch to this other weapon. Okay. And now I have to use my L button to equip, you know, it with ammo. And then I have to use my directional pad to assign that weapon so that when I want to get to it quickly, I can just hit that. And after a while, just like, you know, I just want to play Pong.
Hey, Pong was revolutionary in its day, man.
Pong is awesome. Okay?
I would play Pong right now.
Everybody can play Pong. Not everybody can play SOCOM.
No.
And not everyone can play SOCOM online.
Yeah, talk about Bloodbath.
Okay. And so I think that Nintendo's really, you know, thought about how to reach a broader range of people to bring into gaming. I mean, because the way that the controller works, it looks like there are a lot of games where, you know, you're using your trigger finger and your thumb in a position that is already known to everyone by using their remote for their TV. So they're already that dexterous there. And yeah. now movement is controlled by moving the remote. Well, you know, shit, now your mom can play.
Wow. Just picture our mom playing the Wii.
Okay.
Now, if any of you guys happen to know our mom, it's, like, miraculous that she yeah. could possibly
no,
play
games. No, our mom likes to watch people play video games, but she doesn't really play them because, you know, it's too difficult. You gotta hold this button, push this button, I can't remember all that. But now it's, well, all you gotta do is move your trigger finger and actually move the remote where you want to move. Like the Nintendo Sports Tennis demo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
Where you actually move it like a racket. And yeah. you can just go at it like four people on each side.
Exactly.
It's like a mouthful of joy.
And the way that it works is that, you know, depending upon the way you flick your hand, it recognizes, you know, a backhand shot versus a forehand shot.
And that is the shizzle.
Well, imagine, you know, doing party games. Okay?
Oh, man.
Because now you can have some people over, have some dinner, have some drinks, and get up and play some tennis and, you know, have some stupid, crazy fun. As opposed to a LAN party where it's all about destruction and I am number one. Now you can have a laid-back party time where, with everybody there, can play a game. And it doesn't matter if they're an elite gamer or a hardcore gamer or a novice. Everybody's got just about the same chance of playing. And so the field is level and it's more fun for people.
We're going to have a lot of competitive people though now.
Yeah.
But I know some of the games have like games where you're like pumping up like a balloon or you're like filling a bucket or something.
Right. But then you've got, you know, games where, for instance, there's a game on the Wii. I was looking at it. You guys should definitely check it out. Called Project Hammer. And in this game, basically, you're running around a dude with a big, massive hammer, half cyborg, yeah, half human. And
well,
you've got to use the remote to, like, break stuff.
Just anything?
With your hammer. Robots come after you and all kinds of enemies and things like that. So it's not all softcore, okay, blow up the balloon until it bursts types games. Some of these games are action games, you know, just like your Devil May Cries and your Ratchet and Clanks and things like that.
Oh, so Ratchet and Clank.
There are all kinds of levels of the interactive remote. You know, there's one game called Red Steel for the Wii that's going to come out, which is a first-person shooter where you're sniping people and stuff like that. If you have not seen the real Red Steel trailers video, go see them. You will drool.
Yes, please do.
Drooly, 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 drool.
Make sure you have a drool cloth, a drop cloth for with
but,
you.
But the coolest video that I saw for that was this guy was, you know, sitting on his couch with his remote trying to shoot at these guys at his stairwell. And when this one enemy shot back at him, he, like, shifted over and tried to hide on his couch. And so his persona then ducked behind a wall so he wouldn't take a shot. Now, how cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
But see, people are going to be diving all over their living rooms.
Okay. And then at one point, he runs out of ammo in a semi-automatic weapon, so he grabs his Gat to blow off some anime-type cartoony thing on the TV and tilts his hand to the side. And in the game, in real time, he then turns this 9mm to the side to take him out, you know, like gang style.
Gangsta style.
You know, and I'm like... Oh my god, that looks like crazy fun. I gotta play this game.
And she probably will, too.
Oh, I probably will. And then the video ends where he's up on the roof and he runs out of ammo, so he has to do a sword battle. So now you gotta flip your freaking remote around like a sword!
That is freaking cool.
Okay, can you imagine playing a game like, oh, I don't know, Mad Maestro with the Nintendo controller?
Oh, god. No. I don't even want to. My brain, it's tensing.
Oh, yeah, no. Imagine it. Imagine it.
So, ow, brain cramp.
I'm just saying that the Wii is really going to be, I think, the console to watch. I think
that's. I think it's going to be the dark horse that's going to end up in the hearts of everyone.
I think it's going to be the surprise. I really do. I think it's going to be the one that surprises everyone because people are going to be surprised at how much fun it's going to be. Now, we don't have a release date.
Sadly.
For the Nintendo
We've been
Wii.
Looking, guys.
We've been looking everywhere. Nintendo hasn't announced it yet, and they haven't announced a definitive date yet for the system. But I would definitely say check all of your favorite game sites and check the Google often, because it's definitely going to be a console that you're going to want to check out when it becomes available.
Yes.
Which brings us to our next console. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Xbox 360. I think we should talk about it, because I want to leave the PS2 really for the end.
You mean PS3?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean the PS3.
Yes.
Because we'll talk about and the PS2 stuff.
We can save the PS3 until the end, because I'm more or less a PS user.
Yeah.
So I'd have more to contribute to that part anyway, so...
Yeah, because you don't jump have on into an Xbox or an Xbox 360. I have an Xbox, but I don't have an Xbox 360 yet. I'm still working
yet.
On that. But I'm thinking about starting up a drive on the website, which is www.electricsisterhood.com, just in case, you know, you forgot. on finding ways to increase the size of the Xbox 360 fund, because after the stuff that I've seen at E3, I gotta get me one of those.
And, well, you can panhandle,
and you gotta get you caught. One of those. You gotta get, you know, if you're a gamer at all, there's starting to become a reason to get an Xbox 360. The games that are getting ready to come out, it's about time. Now, I'm not going to talk about Halo 3, because everybody
really?
And their cousin, everybody
is
and
talking
their cousin
about Halo 3.
Talks about Halo 3. Okay, we all know Halo is awesome, is, you know, good, is God. Okay, so that there's another one coming in the series. No big whoop. Okay,
whoop dee doo.
If you're a Halo player, you're gonna buy Halo 3. If you're not a Halo player, you should buy Halo 3. Done. That's all I really need to say about the subject on Halo 3.
I've never actually seen the gameplay, but I have friends who are, like, obsessed with it.
I suck at it, but I suck in a way that makes me want to keep playing. You know how you get
so
those
you
games?
So you suck super bad, you suck enough that you could improve and be bomb?
Exactly. And so you keep playing hoping that this will be the day that you don't suck as much as you did before.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
yeah.
all I want with the Halo series. But they're hella
okay.
fun. So I'm not going to talk about it in the podcast. I'll probably do something on the website at some point in time, which is www.electricsisterhood.com. But for
shameless
now...
plug.
Oh, I'm going to plug that. I'm going to plug the numbers. I'm going to do that right now, as a matter of fact. If you have questions, comments, you want to disagree with us about what we're saying about E3 or any other subject, you should give us
you
a call.
You want to propose marriage?
Yeah, I don't know if we want to encourage that.
Well, if you want to show some sisters some love.
Yeah, show us some love. You need to call us. We have a toll-free number. The number is 1-888-333-8985. We'll take your questions, your comments. We'll address them in the blog or on the podcast. And we'll keep you up to date on all the stuff that's really cool. So leave us a message. Let us know.
Please let us know.
Yeah, we like hearing that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so now that the shameless plug part's done... the first game that I want to talk about on the Xbox 360, Fable 2.
Yeah, I just totally checked out that trailer before we started today, and wow.
Yeah. If you didn't play Fable 1, that's okay.
Shame on you.
We'll forgive you.
And you should be, yeah.
For this one.
Well, I haven't yet. I'm going to get it for the PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually do that today.
Okay, so, well, your PC has issues. You might want to just get it for the Mac.
I might, yeah. Yes, Max. Yay, Max.
Yeah.
Back to Fable 2. Check out the trailer, everybody, please.
Yeah, definitely.
If you do anything for me, you check out the trailer.
Yeah, Pandalicious, she doesn't ask for much.
No, I really don't.
She's just asking you to check out the trailer, people. We're not...
You know, do you want to hurt my heart? I mean, it's been through so much already.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
She doesn't deserve that kind of treatment.
No, I don't.
So, anyway, check out the Fable 2 trailer. And then after you get all the drool out of your keyboard, out of the screen.
As long as your keyboard still works.
You probably want to run down to, like, your local Best Buy, CompUSA, or any place that actually has electronics. And pick you up some Xbox 360 Lovin' so that it'll be ready when the game comes out. Because everyone who has an Xbox 360 should have this game.
Probably do.
Okay. When it comes out, if you have an Xbox 360 and you don't own this game, give your Xbox to somebody who can actually use it the way it's supposed to be used.
Because like me.
This game is going to be good.
So good.
I mean, my only complaint with the first Fable game was that it was a little short, which is why they came out with the expansion pack, and the expansion pack helps because you get some more missions and things like that. But the game was fun. The ability to, you know, just choose to be a complete asshole if you wanted to be.
Or, asshole.
Or be, you know, sweet.
And why can't you just be both?
Well, you can. You can kind of, you know, hover right there in the middle.
And be like, do some bad things, but do some good things. You get can, some loving, you can, kill a wife.
Exactly. You could exactly do all of that stuff.
And be gay.
Yep. Yep. Tired of your wife? Kill her.
And go find some man meat.
Yeah. Find you a nice man. Nice effeminate man. Maybe he'll make you some pants.
You know? Oh, he'll make...
Go out and lead some people to sacrifice so you can, you know, get some bomb-ass weapons.
Hell yeah.
You know, decide at the end if you're going to be good or not. Decide whether or not to kill your sister and keep the ultimate power or let her live and give it up.
Not have the ultimate power?
Not have the ultimate power. You'll still have power, but, you know, at the end of the
game... Wait, your sister has the ultimate power.
Well, she kind of has this vision ability. See, you both are actually the child of this great warrior. Okay? And, The bad guy, the evil guy, the villain in this case, in the game, basically decides that he needs to wipe out this warrior and everybody in her lineage, so that way he won't ever have to worry about being overthrown. And he finds your village, destroys your village, kills your daddy, kills your mama, takes your sister, jeez, but you are able to get away. Now, okay. He blinds your sister.
Of course.
Yeah, that's never any fun. Never, never, never. But she survives, actually, and you meet up with her later on in the game. And then she's like, you know, you're going to have to make a decision, big brother. But for now, here. So she gives him some extra powers, and you go along around and complete missions and all kinds of stuff. And then at the end of the game, after you beat the super-duper evil dude, she's like, okay, well, now you have your choice. The choice that I spoke of so long ago. You could chuck the Sword of Aeons into the, you know, some
wherever
portal thing. She goes, or you can kill me and absorb my power into the sword and rule forever. And so then the game stops and, like, it lets you sit there and decide whether or not you chuck the sword or kill her ass and become super megalo evil dude. Because, see, after you beat the dude and
the big
make
super
the decision.
Power dude?
Yep, and make the decision. You can still keep playing the game.
Right.
So you can continue to go through and you don't get any new missions unless you get the expansion pack. But you can still find other people, buy swords, kill enemies, kill random people, lead people to being slaughtered. You know.
Oh, so it's not like she has no idea that you could possibly end up killing her. She kind
of she knew.
Says, hey.
She tells you from the get-go that she knows that you're going to have to choose.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a semi-self-sacrificing,
because
she kind of already saw it anyway.
Mm-hmm, yep, she saw it coming, but, you know, didn't avoid it, so, you know, whatever.
Wow.
So...
That sounds like the bomb.
Yeah, so Fable 2 is just going to have more of that. There are more character styles that you can choose from. You know, in the first Fable, you were basically the dude.
Oh, you are a dude.
Yep. You can either be a good dude or a bad dude.
Or bad dude.
In the new game, it's set a little bit further in the future, and you now have 4 playable characters that you can choose from.
Are some of them girls?
So, yes, there actually is a girl.
Only one out of 4?
Well, because they're types of characters.
Oh, what is she?
So, she's like a marksman, like with a gun. Then you got the thief-type dude. Then you got the... sorcerer or evil demon.
Ooh.
So you can be like, yeah, you know, the straight and arrow, you know, go-getter or the thief or the thing or like that. But there's enough interesting things that are will go on. You still have that free choice system going on, things like that. It's just going to be Fable kicked up to the next level, and you can't go wrong with that. There's something about not having to go through a linear story that I like. I like being able to craft the character of my
choosing
avatar, basically, in the game. I like having that control over their destiny, as opposed to just, okay, here's the level, here's the boss, you gotta fight the two mini bosses to get to the big boss, and boom, there you go. I mean, that's, I like those cool games too, but I really find that I enjoy and come back and play more often the games that I get to make those decisions.
Wow.
You know?
Yes.
I do.
Yes. Y-E-S.
I think that's the reason why I like Sims games, because I get to choose everything. I don't know.
And you get to make your houses, and if you want to kill somebody, you can put them in between chairs and set it on fire.
See, this is what I'm saying. You know, you can choose to do all kinds of crap in the other game, too. So, the next game on the Xbox 360 that I'm going to talk about, and I'm sure that there's a whole lot of people talking because Microsoft is, like, touting it, besides Halo 3 as being the killer app, is Gears of War. Now, I'm not good at games like Gears of War because it's basically, like, you know, SOCOM. You're a big, bad, gun-toting mofo, and you gotta, like, run around and frag
kill
shit.
Things.
But it looks awesome.
Oh, boy. Oh. I didn't get to see this trailer because it was being a douchebag this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I really wish you had. I won't spend too much time on it. But I will say, if the game runs in real time, like the trailers show it, it's gonna be a badass game.
Do you think it will compete with Halo?
I think it actually can. I mean,
oh wow!
I think as far as what I've seen, it looks just as good. The gameplay looks just as fast and as furious. I think that as far as competing, the people who like Halo are going to buy
always
Halo,
love Halo,
and they'll always love Halo. But I think that they'll love this game too. Okay. I think that they'll have enough of the same or similar type gameplay elements that, yeah, that they'll be into both.
Okay.
And I think that Gears of War will probably be a good place to start if you've never played Halo or a game like Halo.
So it'd be like a good thing to warm you up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think that people are going to be able to jump into Gears of War because there's no backstory that they have to know.
Ah, yes. You know, that's always kind of good.
Yeah. You know, you jump into a fresh genre and you jump into it once the genre's been well-defined. They've gotten all the kinks out of it that, you know, may exist in previous versions of Halo and things like that. So you jump into a really clean running game. It can make your experience as a newbie much more enjoyable. So
right.
I think the Gears of War has a chance of actually being the Xbox 360 killer app. I think it has a shot.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward to, guys.
Absolutely. And then the last one that I want to talk about right now on the Xbox 360 is a game that I will buy an Xbox 360 just to play
for this game.
Seriously. You've seen it. You know what I'm talking about. 99 Nights. If you
yes.
People, if you don't believe a word that comes out of my mouth for the rest of the length of this podcast series, you've got to check out 99 Nights. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, there are no words to describe the utter coolness that is 99
I can't,
Nights.
I can't say it. You say. You've seen it.
Yeah, I saw it this morning as I was eating my toast. But yes. I mean, at first, like, when you first kind of see the trailer, it kind of looks like Dynasty Warriors, because you got a big, massive, like, open field and lots of people going at it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, they show the orb, and then they show the warriors chosen by light, and there are two chicks, I believe. And you just fight and you kill massive hordes of people. And you've got 99 days to do it and claim this orb. Because on the 100th day, the light will return. And whoever has the orb will have, like, ultimate power.
Yeah. It's good to have the orb.
Yeah. I would think it would suck if after, like, the 99th day I still didn't have the orb. And I'd be like, fuck, I'm screwed.
Yeah, because light's coming and now I'm in trouble.
Uh-oh. Yeah. But it looked the bomb diggity. These graphics, I don't think we could choose which console has the better graphics because I think the graphics are just phenomenal on each of the three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you could just choose one. It's like those freaking Lay's potato chips commercials. You can't just eat
well,
one.
Well, it's an unfair fight right now because, again, yeah. We haven't seen any actual real time in gameplay on one of the consoles.
Not yet.
But they all look great.
They look really good. Really, really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am so looking forward to 99 Nights. I am trying to step my game up on getting the Xbox 360 front because I have to get one. I have to play Fable 2. I have to play 99 Nights.
See, and you have to get those so that I have a reason to go down there and visit you.
Yeah, this is true. You know, but because those are games that just look so good and
they look so yummy. Like you want to put it on like a bread of a bed of, like, onion rings.
See, I was going to say that I would like to, like, have it on the same plate as my bruschetta. It's, like, that kind of yummy. It's like the succulent before you get to your entree.
Yeah, that's right.
It's, like, that kind of yummy. You just,
It's just yummy, period.
Yeah, it's just yummy, period. And it's necessary.
It's super necessary.
I have to play those
games. It's not even a want, guys. It's going to become a need.
It's a necessity. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to get along without trying those games.
But you wouldn't.
That's
another podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. But that does bring us to the final console, next-gen console, that is, of E3. The PlayStation 3.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the PlayStation 3.
Yes, let's do it.
Sony has decided to use a similar model that Microsoft uses with their next-gen console. As you know, there's the core system bundle and the premium system bundle for the Xbox 360. The core system's $299. In the core system, they don't give you the 20-gig hard drive. They don't give you a wireless control. They don't give you a wireless headset. But they do give you the standard AV cables that you need to hook stuff up. They do give you a silver membership to the Xbox Live stuff. And you get the system. The premium bundle basically gives you the stuff that you don't get in the core bundle. So it comes with the 20-gig hard drive. It comes with a wireless controller. It comes with a wireless headset.
Wow.
And I believe the premium bundle comes with a component cable hookup.
Component?
So if you have an HD TV, you can hook it up right from the box HD. You don't have to go out and buy the HD cables.
And I think they were throwing out figures that at least 25%... By the time of the release of the PS3, there will be 25% homes will have HD.
Oh yeah.
Systems.
Yeah, it's gonna happen because I believe it's like by 2008 or something like that. All TVs have to be HD.
Wow.
That's what
HD is taking over our souls.
Well, that's what the government said. It's like broadcasting.
No, let's not go into the government because we already know my stand on the government is.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the games.
Yeah.
So, Sony's boxes has a core system and a premium system. Their core system, however, is a little bit different than the way that Microsoft has done their core system.
Expensive.
Yeah. Oh, we'll
to
get
say
to
the
that.
Least.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
My problem with the way that Sony's doing their stuff, you know, the way that Microsoft has set up their bundles is that you can buy all the stuff that's in the premium bundle separate. So you can buy the cheaper core bundle and then
soup
it
up with the premium stuff?
Exactly. So you can go out and buy wireless controllers and they'll work on the core bundle. You can go out and buy a 20-gig hard drive and attach it to your core bundle system and it'll work. You can buy a wireless headset and guess what? Attach it to the core system. And it'll work.
Then why do two different cores if you could just put the premium stuff on the core?
Because for some people, parents, it's easier to spend $300 on a gift and let your kid work towards saving their allowance to get the wireless controller. I mean, because you don't need a wireless controller. It's a nice thing to have.
Well, you don't go tripping over wires.
Exactly. But if the game system's going to be in your room anyway,
you won't be running around and tripping
over
wires.
You're not going to be having anybody coming in and out of your room where they could trip over the wire. So, again, it's a nice thing to have. Like, if you have a setup like mine where all your game systems are over in an entertainment rack and you live with other people, yeah, having a wireless controller is nice.
Yes, okay? Nice.
But, again, not a necessity. Okay. Having the hard drive is nice, not a necessity. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so that's why
I get
they do
it.
The two bundles. So that way you can get all the stuff and turn a core bundle into a premium bundle if that's what you want to do.
If you so desire.
Exactly. But if you just need a system because it's just you and you're in your room,
you don't really need
that other stuff.
All right then.
Okay. Sony, however, has taken a different tact. Their core, I'm going to call it core bundle, has a 20 gig hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
Their premium box has a 60 gig hard drive.
Okay.
Their core bundle box does not have built-in Wi-Fi, does not have an HDMI port, and does not have the ability to play back Blu-ray, DVD, movie discs.
It will not?
No. The core box will not.
So to get all that hyped up super stuff, you gotta go get the premium box.
And there's a rumor that the wireless controller that's gonna have the tilt thing.
Yes.
Is only gonna work with the $600 box.
Those bastards!
Yes, you heard me right. $600.
Those bastards!
Because Sony's core system costs $499.
And holy shit!
Premium system costs $599.
Oh!
Okay. Now, the premium system comes with a 60 gig hard drive. It does have the built-in Wi-Fi. It does have the HDMI connector. And will have the Bluetooth motion detector thing in the controllers.
Ooh.
Okay. Now we're
getting a bad feeling about this Ninja system. Getting bad.
Yeah,
feeling.
Yeah. I mean, the built-in Wi-Fi is pretty much. You can kind of go two ways with that. I mean, because on the core system, I mean, you can wire your machine in Ethernet to a hub and go and get a wireless connection, but you still have to have that hardware.
Okay? Right.
But if you already have a Wi-Fi network going, it's kind of nice to have a machine that already has the Wi-Fi in it so that you can just tap into that network and go.
Right.
If you play online games, which I think online gaming is going to get real big with these consoles. I think that the mm-hmm. online component is going to be the big push this year with the next-gen systems, but we can get into that in a little bit. The HDMI thing is a big deal. In that HDMI is the new high def connector. It's a little bit better supposedly than component. It's a little bit better than DVI connectors to your TV, which if you understand the wording that I just threw out there, then you're geeky enough to already know that having an HDMI port on the machine is a big deal because you can't convert other signals to HDMI. You have to have that on board.
Yeah, I have no clue what you were just
saying. So if you have a plasma TV and you want to have the super, super pretty picture on your plasma or on your LCD, you need the HDMI connector. And if it doesn't exist on the box,
you can't put it on the pretty
later.
TV.
That's right.
Okay, that I understand.
Okay, so there's a lot of people that are, you know, have bought really, really nice plasma TVs and spent, you know, $2,200, $2,700 on their TV, got it all nice and pretty mounted on the wall. You know those people, you go over their house and you're like, God damn, that's a big TV. You know those people?
Yeah, somebody in my house has that type of TV on the first floor, bastard.
Yeah, well, if you don't have the right connectors on the back of the box, you can't hook your game system up to the TV.
Oh, if I had balls, that would suck.
Because, see, you need the HDMI in order to take advantage of the Blu-ray technology. So, if you don't have the HDMI connector, your games will look okay, but they're not going to look as good as the stuff
as they could
displayed.
As God intended them to look.
Right, which in this case, God would be Ken Kutaragi of Sony. But anyway.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Right, because, see, the Blu-ray technology that the Sony machines use is still very, very new, and there's not a big demand for it, because the only way you can really take advantage of the Blu-ray stuff is if you're connecting using the HDMI connector, which not everybody has a TV that has an HDMI connector on it.
I know I don't.
Okay. Most people don't really know what HDMI is yet. They're still just getting used to HD and still aren't wiring that all up correctly.
Yeah, we didn't.
You know? So I'm like, okay, you're going to use a technology that there's really no demand for. I mean, set-top Blu-ray HD DVD players just came out, I want to say, in the last month and a half or so, and they're still over $1,000.
Wow.
Okay, well, the $5.99 Sony box will play Blu-ray HD DVD movies. The $4.99 box can't. But if they're putting that technology in, and that technology right now is coming out as an $1,000 box, well, that's got to tell you that Sony really wants to charge $800 for that box. Because well, even at that, they're taking a $200 hit.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, because, you know, as much as I love a lot of the games that I saw for the PlayStation 3, I don't know that I'm going to try to reserve a copy for November.
I probably will, just because
I can't afford it.
Well, neither can I.
I'm still trying to put together my piddly little $399 for my Xbox 360. I got to come up now with $600 plus tax to get the PS3 box. I got to buy a game. And we still don't know what the games are going to cost, but we know that games for the PlayStation 2 right now are still coming out at $49.99 a pop.
$51.03 with tax, y'all.
Okay, so that means what? They're going to release these Blu-ray discs that are twice as, and sometimes four times as big as the DVD discs that they're putting out for these PlayStation games and still cost $50?
I doubt it.
But seriously, so now we're talking games coming out in maybe the $60 to $70 range. So now we're talking $600 for the console, $70 for the game, which you're going to want to buy a game when you buy the console, because why buy the console? Take it home. You don't got nothing to play on it, right?
Yeah.
So now we're talking $600. Well, I'll be gentle. I'll be nice and say $660, right? Mm. Plus tax.
Oh, boy.
So now we're talking $680, $683. We're talking, you're walking out of Best Buy basically $700 short for a game console and a game.
And a game, not like two. Game.
As in
one.
Single.
Singular. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. I think Sony's made a big mistake, because I know damn well if I was 10 years old and asked our mom for a $600 console and $70 game.
She smack you in your face.
After she finished laughing.
She smack in the face.
And tell me to get the hell out of the room. Because I was stupid. She would not smack you in the face. Probably smack you on the ass. Be like, you crazy. Get the hell out of here.
You'd be like, that is so funny. You should have done that for April Fool's Day.
I mean, because seriously. What kind of parent has that kind of money to spend on a gift for their kid? I mean, what if you got multiple kids?
Yeah, like us. Well, you're out of the house now, so me.
Yeah, but still. I mean, you gonna cough up $700 a box? When gas is up to like three, I think.
Yeah, let's not even go into gas. Don't even go into the gas, Ninja Sister. Don't even go into the
gas. No, we gotta talk about it, because now you got people that are spending $200 to $400 a month on gas. They're going to spend $700 on a gift?
Yeah,
that's
fuck
almost
that.
My rent payment.
Damn.
Okay, nope, that's not including online play. What they're going to charge for that? I mean, it's insanity.
Sony is going to feel the wrath of its patrons.
I think that they're gonna find that they've maybe made a little bit of a mistake in the pricing.
A little?
Well, I mean, look. There are going to be people that buy this system day one. They're going to be people that have the money that can do it. They're going to be people that are buy these systems and try to turn around and sell them on eBay real quick because there's going to be, you know, people that want them for the early rush. And so there's probably going to be PS3s that are going to sell for $3,000 on eBay. Damn. And they're going to be people that are going to pay $3,000 to have the systems on eBay.
Fucking douchebags. Don't do it.
You know, there are going to be people that run out and try to get these game systems to give as gifts for the holiday season because it is coming out in November. Okay, so that's going to happen. I'm not saying that they're not going to sell. They're going to sell. Sony will sell every one of the units that they make in their initial push.
Mm.
What I'm saying is come March, April, and May, I think you're going to start seeing PS3 boxes all over the place. Because why spend $600 on a console with no game when you can spend the same amount of money, most likely, and buy an Xbox 360 and Nintendo Wii?
Yeah, good point. Well, we won't know until it happens.
Because...
And Sony's going to be singing a totally different song.
Right, because their box isn't designed to scale the gamer gamut, okay?
Nope. They just want the people who can afford to spend all their money.
Well, the PS3 is really designed for your high-level and hardcore gamer. Okay, people who are going to play games like Heavenly Sword.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, people who are going to play games like Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Need the power and will respect the power of the PlayStation 3. And don't get me wrong. It's a powerful system. Everything that they're packing in there is amazing.
Yes. Okay?
I'm not saying
it's not. We're not denying the coolness of it.
It is an awesome system. Okay.
Oh, man. I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
But looking at it from the pocketbook standpoint.
Ouch. It's a swift kick in the change purse.
It's hard to justify spending that money. You know, I can justify.
I can't justify it.
I can justify spending $400 on an Xbox 360 because I've got games on my Xbox that I can play on the Xbox 360. So when I buy it, I don't have to buy a game right then and there for the console because I have games that I can play on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Same thing with the PS3. You know, it is going to be backwards compatible with the PS2. So you will be able to play some of those games on it, which is a good thing that needs to happen. But... it's easier for me to cough up and scrape together $400 or even $300 for the core system and get, you know, a wireless controller down the road that'll cost me $30 than to cough up $700 right there in one chunk when I'm having to put together $200 for gas and pay for health insurance and all that kind of crap. I'm like, the only people that are going to be able to buy the PS3 systems are going to be people, you know, your my age, who have jobs and, you know, can scrape together that scratch. And
man, I'm not about, it's going to be scraping, like, scraping
yeah,
that
but it's
going to
take a while.
The jar.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to do that. I'm like,
yeah.
But they're going to completely bypass all those 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-year-olds who their parents are not going to, in their right mind, buy them a $700.
Especially if their kids are really clumsy and, like, break them. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what's better to do? Buy a $299 Nintendo Wii or a $600 PlayStation 3 that if that breaks, you're going to be real upset.
You're going to want to commit seppuku.
Yeah, big time. Big time. So I'm a little leery about all that.
Yes.
I'm going to wait and see how it plays out, but I'm going to say something that I thought I'd never say, and I'm going to buy a Microsoft next-generation console before I buy a Sony one.
Wow.
I never thought those words would come out of... You know how hardcore Sony I am.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to totally listen to this podcast when it's done and just be in awe when I hear you say that again.
Yeah, I know. It's now in recording, so it'll be there for...
ever.
All of eternity, but yeah, I will. I will have an Xbox 360 before I buy a Sony box, and I never thought that would happen.
We should talk about something more light and happy.
All right, well, let's talk about a couple of the games that are going to be on the PlayStation 3. Because those
well,
make
you've
me
mentioned
happy.
Some already.
Yes, yes, but I want to talk about them in depth because they make me happy.
Okay, let's do that so we can cheer you up.
Okay.
You already mentioned one. Yeah. That I saw the trailer for, like, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Heavenly Sword. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Like, I feel like one of those Tex Avery cartoons with the wolf going after, the little Red Riding Hood character.
Oh,
and the
gosh.
Eyes got all big.
Yes.
And the jaw hits the floor.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Where they go, boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, and then he's got to, like, scoop it all up in his arms to go put him back in their, yep. like, appropriate place.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, and the jaw hits the ground, and you hear the sound of, like, a cast iron skillet falling and hitting the ground.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm with you. I'm right there.
This main character is this exclusively hot, Asian-esque babe with red hair and a bomb-ass weapon.
Oh, yeah, so hot. Oh, so hot.
And she's just whooping in this trailer. She is just whooping this guy all over the place. She's like mopping up this Coliseum-esque place with his blood.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. I think she's got some anger.
That might have a couple of anger management issues.
You know, but she's rocking this really hot white number. It is yummy, y'all. Girls and guys alike, there's no way you couldn't say that this woman is rocking it.
Oh, rocking it so hard.
Oh, man. Rocking like a hurricane. yes. You know, I don't know if they gave any details as to why she's kicking so much ass, but I don't think I'd really care.
Yeah, all you need to know is Google Heavenly Sword. You can find all the information there, but the most important thing is if you're one of the lucky ones that has a PS3 when it comes out, you had better get this game when it comes out.
I think it will be one of those big, big launch titles that people are going to eat up, and you'll have to wait like 4 months before they get it back in stock anywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have a connection, people.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. Just have a connection. So, just have the hookup at, like, you know, GameStop. Just make friends with somebody.
Just walk in there, meet everybody, bring them donuts sometimes. That's what I did when I went to go save up, put my request in for God of War 2.
Yeah.
I brought munchkins.
Yeah. Look, go in, make friends. Make friends with stock people. Bring them some food. Tell them a couple of funny jokes.
Icebreakers, guys. Icebreakers.
Yeah. Tell them about our podcast.
Yeah, I bet they'd love to hear it.
And that we told you to bring them food.
Yes. They'll love that, too.
Because we want a copy of Heavenly Sword as well. I just might actually buy a copy of Heavenly Sword before I actually buy a PS3.
Yeah. I could see you doing that before buying the console.
Yeah, because I will want to play the game when I finally do put the scratch together to get the console.
So, That definitely rises up the happy bar. But what about this other game that we were talking about, Assassin's Creed?
Okay. Assassin's Creed, the only trailer that I've seen is a teaser trailer. But, oh my God, isn't it amazing trailer.
This rendered scene, you know, if you're one of those people who, like I've just mentioned, you know, I'm a God of War freak. If you were totally digging the badass character in God of War,
Kratos.
I think we have found Kratos is, like, you know, a rival in badassness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The assassin in Assassin's
yes,
Creed?
Yes, this assassin guy.
He's
rocking that whole, I got a hood, I am jacked up, and I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to fuck you till you love me, more or less, unless it kills you.
I haven't heard that in forever.
I thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Make you feel better, you know, over the console.
I'm starting to perk up at $600. It's still hurting me, though.
It's going to hurt anybody.
It's paining me in the marrow of my bone.
Ouch.
How deep I'm hurt.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the love from Sony right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, yeah. Sony's a douche. Sony has a small penis, that's why.
Yeah. Well, it's so small. All right. Assassin's Creed, looks phenomenal. Basically, what we're getting is that we're an assassin.
Yeah.
And
we're killing people.
And we're pretty good at it.
Very good at it.
Yeah.
Like, he could do it in the middle of the day and no one could fucking catch him.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, the trailer is set where he's in broad daylight and some people are about to be
executed
in public. And he goes up and pretty much takes out all the executioners. And the guards try to get him. So obviously we're set here in a medieval type of town. Medieval type of time as well. And the way he's got it planned out is that he kind of, at the end, blends in with a bunch of monks coming out of the church. And we lose track of our assassin. And there we have it. Go to the E3 website or go to E3insider.com.
And, yes, search for
Assassin's Creed or Google it if you want to. But make sure that you see the video because it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you totally almost like lost your speech.
Yeah, I did.
That was fucking amazing.
English, it almost went out of my head. That's how amazing this game is. Just the trailer. I shouldn't even say game because I haven't seen the game. The trailer is amazing.
So we can only speculate that the game will be, if not better, but at the same level as this teaser trailer.
Exactly. I mean, the lineup looks awesome. I mean, we can't get into all the titles that were announced for these systems because it's way too long. We are going to talk about this stuff on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. But
hit us up.
Definitely hit us up. See what we got to say. Comment. Let us know how you feel, how you like it, what you agree with, what you don't. We are going to have some pictures on the website to go along with these things so you can see the screens that we're talking about if you don't go to the websites to look at these things. But they're just amazing.
Like, they're so good. It's, like, surreal. Like, you're expecting to wake up and, like, they not be real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck was I dreaming about? And then, up, there's your Xbox 360. Like, oh my god, it's totally real. Yeah. I need a towel.
Exactly. You're going to need towels, people.
You should buy special towels just for...
Okay.
These late nights just, with your consoles.
Yeah. But, basically, that's all I really have to say about E3. I do want to do some shout-outs and some things like that.
Don't we have a question, too,
I think? Do have a question that came to us from the website. And the question was, who is the hottest female game character that was announced at E3 and the hottest male character? And I'm going to tell you right now, my vote for the hottest female character is a tie between the lead chick in Heavenly Swords. I wish I knew her name. I will by the end of the week. And this character that I saw in a game called Golden Axe. Google both of them, people.
Yes, I'm going to Google it after we're done.
But Heavenly Sword Chick, I think she's just a little bit hotter. So I'm going to have to
go with her. But not by a lot?
Not by a lot. I mean, they're both pretty doggone hot. And I mean, you know, Samus from Metroid Prime 3 on the Wii? Yeah, she's up there too. But I'm going to have to say the hottest one is going to be the chick from Heavenly Sword because, you know, Metroid's been around for a while. So she wasn't really introduced at this year's
right. season. She was just hyped up again.
Oh, yeah, you got to see her, finally. Like, in all her rendered polygon glory. And I'm gonna say that the hottest male character, before I saw the trailer for Assassin's Creed, I was gonna say Kratos.
Kratos is hot.
Kratos is hot. Okay? Kratos is badass and hot.
Oh, man, you just want to grease him up and eat him.
Yeah. With a biscuit and some gravy.
Oh, gravy. Oh, I was just thinking that. Oh, yeah. Biscuits and gravy.
So, but now that I've seen the Assassin's Creed trailer, the assassin's kind of hot.
You know, and I posed the question earlier before we had started casting, which I'm going to bring up now because I'd like to hear your feedback.
Okay.
Between our newly introduced assassin and Kratos, Who do you think would win in a battle?
Oh, no, don't ask me that. That is ridiculously difficult to, like, answer.
Well, I mean, it's not super hard because we haven't seen the full potential of our assassin yet. But from the trailer, we could say that he's definitely packing some much-needed skills.
Oh, yeah. He's got skills, and he's packing the heat. I don't know.
You don't want to choose?
No, it's not that I don't want to choose. It's just that, you know, I haven't seen enough of Assassin. But
to know.
You know how I feel about Kratos.
Yes, I do. Okay. That's why I asked the question.
So, I'm going to have to say Kratos right now, because from the stuff that I've seen for God of War 2, Kratos is putting it down! Okay,
well,
he's ripping out, you know those Cyclops?
Yeah.
That just suck balls?
Suck balls? Yeah.
Well, in God of War 2, you can actually climb up the Cyclops, rip the Cyclops' eye out, the Cyclops falls down, you jump down, you turn the Cyclops over, you open his mouth, and you shove his eyeball down his own throat and stomp on it and kill him.
Ow.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
All right, you're
You're
on the back of a griffin, fighting enemies off the griffin, and when they're all gone, you lop the wings off the griffin and then jump off it.
Is the griffin bad?
Hey, it had enemies on its back, so I guess it had to die.
Whoa. Okay.
So.
Well, then I guess for me being the younger sister, you know, I think I'll play devil's advocate for this question, and I will say, I think this assassin, I don't think the assassin could overly win this battle, but I think he would inflict some pretty bad wounds.
Blasphemy. Kratos all the way, all the time.
I don't know. We won't know until this game comes out.
We can talk about
it. But we'll see.
We'll
see it, and then if you're right, you could definitely rub it in my face, and if I'm right, you know I'll definitely rub it in your face.
Okay. Well,
because that's what we do.
It's just going to be something that we have to talk about on the website, and we encourage you guys, our listeners, to join us.
Oh yes,
in the discussion.
We do.
www.electricsisterhood.com. I cannot say it enough, people. Hit up
the
website.
Make her, because then that's all she'd say in the podcast.
I know. We don't want to just reduce me to a repeating monkey idiot. That's no fun.
With symbols.
Yeah, I like symbols. They're like fun. Clang, 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 clang. But I think that's about it.
Didn't you say you had some shout-outs?
I'm getting to them right now.
Okay.
This is shout-out time. I want to give a shout-out to everybody who's hitting us up on the website and commenting. We got a
couple of... Yes, do it some more.
Yes, we like it. We like it. We've added a new member to the sisterhood.
Yes, we have.
We want to welcome Magic Mystic.
Oh, Magic Mystic, yay!
Yeah. She's joined up. She's going to be handling a lot of our manga reviews and anime reviews now, and I'm looking forward to getting those. And she's also handling the bomb-ass avatar.
Yes, which we will hopefully have up very soon.
Yes.
I've seen mine, and it's sexy, guys.
We will have them all over the place on the website, and if they look really, really good, we'll probably have them all over the place on t-shirts as well.
Yeah.
That you can buy.
It'd be like, which one's your favorite sister? And it'd be like a reversible shirt, so like one side's got my avatar on it, and the other side's got my sister's avatar on it.
Well, we don't want to have a competition of which, you know, who's
your favorite
sister.
No, but sometimes some people might feel more like a panda, and some might feel more like a ninja.
Well, this is true. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah. The
only way you're going to find out is if you hit us up on the website.
Yeah, because we're not going to tell you straight out. We want you to do some work.
Nope, you got to work for it. You got to call us.
You got to work.
I knew you were going to do that.
But yeah.
You got to call us at 1-888-333-8985. It's a toll-free number.
It's free!
We're looking forward to your calls, people.
Yeah, we want more of them.
Shit is getting thick.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And stuff like that. But would you say we're done?
I say we're done.
Would you say that this episode is toast?
I would say this episode is toast.
Strawberry jam or Concord grape?
I say grape.
I just love the grape. All right. Well, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out.
We're out!